back to Needs Garlic. We're back. I'm here with Tweety.
And we have a surprise guest. The main man himself. The person whose show this is.
Do I come in?
Okay.
Hola, muchachos and muchachas. Ah, wait, 2023.
Oh, wait a
whoever you are, or whatever you are.
You offended them.
What the fuck you are.
It only took us like 2 seconds to get canceled. We came back for this.
We can't get canceled when we're not even like.
This is a fun ride.
It's like those.
Is our last podcast ever?
Yeah.
Go big, go home. Reunion.
First episode. Who remembers? All the fans out there. Huh?
All three of them. They.
Uzbekistan.
Oh yeah, I am back after so many years of wasted time in Kingsville. So, if you didn't know, I didn't graduate.
That's all right.
Nah, it's okay. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm alive.
It is what it is.
So, it do be like that sometimes.
Are you though?
Hmm?
So, but are you though?
How do you feel recording with us again?
I feel like not carry the team. No, I was
kidding. You're not wrong.
Your back already hurts.
Yeah. Well, speaking of back problems,
scoliosis.
I do have scoliosis.
He did fall.
Because Nick Garlic was so bad. No, I was kidding. No, yeah, I hurt my back. But, you know, a lot of therapy and a lot of, what's it called? Chiropractic. And,
chiropractic.
There it is. Chiropractic. It's getting better. I like it. It's fun. I like laying on my back and just taking it in, you know? No? Alright. I set up for you guys and nothing. So if you got that in the audience, put that in the comments below. But no, we are back. Oh
my goodness.
Get it out.
Somebody needs a lozenge.
It's been a while.
So I actually was here earlier.
It's one of my favorite words.
Lozenge.
When was our last episode, though?
Like with y'all two or with all of us?
No, just in general.
Like,
it would have been with me and Tweety.
It was the incomplete Star Wars
movie review. I guess it just died at the end. Kind of like Star Wars.
Yeah, we couldn't get through the last movie. We've kept falling asleep. So we just didn't upload it.
Well, I wasn't invited to the movie thing, so.
Unless.
No, yeah, but so a little bit. What's it called? So, I'm here in Houston, where Tweety and Hero are from, ish. If you didn't know.
Pasadena.
I'm in Houston. Yeah. Remember, I live in the area where I can cross the street, and I'm in Pasadena, and across the street, I'm in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Across the street, I'm in your mom's house. No, I was kidding.
Once again.
And yeah, man, I just been chilling here. I mean, in the beginning, I didn't do much, but I did. I was kind of bored because I didn't have a job, and that was the thing that sucks. But thankfully, I applied at Chipotle just to get fucked in the butt. You want to tell them what they did to me? How they humiliated me? How they just used me for nothing?
Use it for clout?
Yeah, use me for clout. So if you don't know, okay, well, technically it's not Tweety's fault. But what happened was...
Two managers ago,
Tweety talked to this guy, right?
No, it was two managers ago.
Oh,
so
two
it was
managers
a girl.
Okay, so a girl. And he was like, oh, hey, like, do you want to work at Chipotle? Like, you can be a manager here and stuff like that. And, you know, get the big bucks. And I was like, you know, like, I'm not really doing fast food anymore. Taco Bell was my last ride. But, you know, Tweety was like, no, like, you come over here. You can meet him when you come visit and this and that. And it'd be great. Her, sorry. And then, well, it's 2020.
And then it was him.
Oh. And then, so I go... I'm like, yeah, like, you know, YOLO swag, you know, I'll be manager one last time, one last hurrah for my fast food career. And then it turns out that the dude got fired.
She got fired first. And then I had to re-explain all this shit again.
Yes, to a guy.
And then 2 months later,
he got fired. So then there was a new one, a new manager. And I was like, I'm kind of like on the fence about it because I don't know if they're going to like, you know, hire me on. But Tweety was like, just come and meet the guy, see what happens, right? So I talked to the guy. No names included, but... No, I was kidding.
But here's the address.
But here's the location for the store.
This fat bitch right here.
No, I met them, and they're like, yeah, like, you know, we're looking for a manager, and, you know, we'll bring you on. I do really well in interviews. I think I'm very, like, presentable. I can talk when needed to, right? and I'm very like persuasive. Like I'll get down on, I mean,
all three
number of limbs.
And then, so long story short, you're like, yeah, like we'll call you and stuff like that. So I wait, you know, and I wait, and I wait, and then I finally get a call after 3 weeks, and I'm like, hey man, come on down with your paperwork and stuff. Bada bing, bada boom, right? So then I go in there doing my work, or I guess my paper information, whatever. And then they're like, ooh, by the way, I know it's a manager, but, oh no, I'm skipping ahead of myself. They're like, you're going to be manager, but you're going to have low hours because you're going to be focusing on training. And then once you're comfortable, once you know what you're doing, you'll become manager, you get your hours. So fast forward, I go back to doing my stuff, paperwork. They're like, ooh, actually, we can't really bring you on as a manager, so we're going to have to hire you as a regular employee, and you're going to obviously get paid less. And then he's like, you're still going to get low hours because you'll be training to be manager. And then once you're comfortable, you'll be manager. And I was like, wait, what? And I was thinking to myself, like, if I'm going to get less hours to become a manager regardless, whether it's the manager title or not, what, why even, like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So now I was like, I was like, you know what, like, you're a little swag. Like, I said yes, and there, something went wrong with the system. So they were like, okay, well, we have to come back later and, you know, deal with this stuff.
Was
so
it your I-9 or something?
Yeah, I-9. Some drug. But
you
then...
You drugs?
A little bit. But then...
Tylenol?
Yeah, Tylenol and ibuprofen and Cepacol. Not Cepacol. No, I'm just kidding. I recommend. That's really good for sore
talk
throats.
Talk to your doctor.
Yeah, talk to your doctor. You might die, but it's okay. So they're like, we'll call you back, you know, whenever, right? Cool beans. They never call me, and then at this point, Hiro's like, hey, like, we're hiring at my job. If you want to come apply, we'll tell them all about you, whatever. And I'm like, oh, this is another repeat situation going on. But like, you know what, like, I'll do it. You know, how to get a job.
Guaranteed spot.
Yeah, he said, if you basically apply and they call you in, it's basically like you're hired, right? Or I guess for your probation period, all that stuff. That's details you need to know. But anyways, so then... I'm still waiting for a call, and then finally I go get their interview. I talk to his boss. He's like, yeah, come in on Wednesday. Oh no, we'll give you a call, but go ahead and go take your drug test and all that stuff, and then you'll be good to go. So I was like, perfect. That basic. I mean, they wouldn't drug test you or stuff like that if you weren't hired, right? Obviously, or if they weren't going to bring you in. Because technically, I'm still not hired. You know, I'm still on my probation period, 3 months, all that jazz.
Still?
It's 3 months. I've only been there a month.
That's it?
Yeah. That was like forever, yeah. Right? It does feel like a long time.
Yeah.
But the amount of work that... No, I was kidding.
The amount of work it's been worth 3 months.
And then, long story short, I was waiting and waiting and waiting. No, I wasn't waiting. I got hired. The moment
like
I got hired
week,
from...
I think. I think within a week you got hired.
Yeah, then when I got hired. And then finally, Chipotle called me and they're like, hey, let's finish our paperwork. After like not even like calling me for a long time. And I'm like, sorry, dude, but, you know, I'm out. I found a new job. Pays way more. Oh, I was getting paid more now. Well, not relevant.
It's the same.
But it's the same. And possibly, hopefully, if everything works out, maybe more. Like, by like a little bit. Like $10. No, I was kidding. but yeah, so then now I work with Hiro and we spend like almost every day together, like from 7 a.m. to 3. Technically, it's 6:45 to 3:30. So.
Think of popping Joe's ass.
Yeah. And it,
I'm just popping my own ass hope I'm
something. I mean, it's been fun. I mean,
yeah.
I like it. It was different though because I've always been the kind of guy that wasn't really like handsy. The phone vibrates, Tootie. It happens. Life happens. Sorry, I'm popular and you're not. No, I was kidding. Oh, hi, Mom. No. But I mean, it was different because I'm not really a handy kind of guy. Like,
hands-on. You work with your hands a lot.
Yeah.
You don't work with customers. You're like crafting.
That's
stuff.
The best part of it though. Like, no customers. Like, you have no idea. Like. You didn't see me, but I did the fucking mint symbol. Like it was, it's so good. Not worrying about like people like you know bitch at you and complain this and that. It's and then well you're working out with coworkers. You have your moments like Hiro. No, I was kidding. But it's fun.
I'm fun.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun. But that's where we're at. We're working together, and we try to convince Tui to come over here with us, but he doesn't want to because he has better friends at Chipotle.
Have nobody left.
So if you're wondering, he does have a Chipotle podcast that's out tomorrow with Chipotle and friends with Tweety and so check that out on 9 a.m. Eastern. Well, yeah,
needs
I mean
new people.
Needs people. That's us basically. But yeah, I mean, I don't want to do a whole recap of my life. But I just wanted.
I mean, it's just you coming back.
Yeah.
But like once back home. Once having him here, we were like talking about actually getting back to the podcast and stuff because it kind of died down, like with just me and Tweety.
Well, somebody killed it, but
we're not gonna say any names. So, but now that we're all back here, we're
in
like,
my defense, just give it all a try. Wasn't my fault. I decided to waste my life in college for nothing. So,
but we're back. We're gonna hopefully been recording.
I got a girlfriend there, so I don't do bad. No.
Is there gonna pop off? At least you got something out of it.
Yeah, I got something out of it. That's great.
Yeah.
Speaking of my apartment, no, I was kidding.
And you kidding. Got a son.
Oh yeah.
Shout out, David.
Oh awkward. I technically in Kingsville. Well, technically in Kingsville, that's where I got my kids, Pepper and Leche, and David. So, how about that? I became a father of three.
It's a single dad.
Two cats and a whole grown man.
Well, when I met him, he was 17. he wasn't a man yet.
Okay. I mean,
wait, what are you 17? No, he was 18. He's 19 now. He was a man.
He was 18. Okay.
Nah, but when I first met David, he was like a little. No, I was kidding.
He raised him right within that year.
Huh?
Does he listen?
I don't know. He forgot about me. He won't talk to me anymore.
I figured.
He talks to Fred more than me, anyways. So it's whatever. But yeah, I mean, it was fun. But we're here. I'm trying to get some work done. But what was it called? We're trying to discover ourselves in each other.
We want to know who we are.
Inside. In each other. In and out.
So we're having a bunch of sleepovers.
Sometimes
it was the middle spoon.
Yeah, but I wear socks though, so it's okay, guys.
Yeah, we all wear socks.
Well, someone was.
Tweety wears one.
Sometimes I pull them down.
They go from ankles to
they're like halfway around the foot.
So like you question it, but then you're like,
I'm testing the waters.
Was a problem. I was kidding.
Sorry, I'm testing how my stuff reacts.
Your stuff.
Speaking of reacting to something, I think what we wanted to do today was, what was it called? The draft. We're gonna pick our favorite player, football players. We're gonna. Watson, you know, all that jazz. And get on into it. You're having a bad day.
You're gonna draft football players.
Yeah. No, but
football players with criminal charges.
Big Ben. I was kidding.
Michael Vick.
Oh.
Oof, that's a good one. That's a good
but
one.
But did he not show up for the championship? No, I was kidding. Nah. Where that matters.
He got that dog in him.
Oh, and someone. You know, that's
the
people.
What's the guy that from the Patriots, the murder?
Tom Brady. Oh,
Aaron Hernandez.
And that's my pick.
You can't say that because
he's
dead.
All right, but
disrespect.
I can't pick dead people.
He might have done something wrong in the real world of life, but in the afterlife, he's a new person, new spirit. So say your side right
Without
now.
Without CTE.
We're moving on. We're moving on.
Anyway, we're gonna do a draft, and we're basically gonna be drafting our. Our Marvel movies is gonna be our personal opinion. If you don't agree with it, there's your door, bitch. So basically, how it works is we're gonna take turns picking our top movies from the MCU, and then if Hero says a movie, then the rest of us can't say a movie, and so on and so on. And we're gonna keep doing it until we each have five on our list each. All right.
And we're gonna judge who has the best list.
Yeah, the running judge has the best list. All right. So we're gonna go from like grandpa to the youngest. So Hero, you're gonna go first.
Well,
and then
I'm the baby. Am
I? By like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, now that matters.
So technically,
now that matters.
I'm not that old.
Aren't you like 40?
I'm 24.
Just had before sugar daddy.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't worked out in the past. So. All right, you're on the way.
All right. First pick.
All right.
Obvious.
I swear to God.
Infinity War.
Infinity War.
The best movie, man.
Why is it the best movie?
It doesn't even finish.
Yeah, it's on.
It does finish. Thanos wins.
He's satisfied.
What
he's very satisfied. You know,
he
snaps
his fingers. I didn't think he was gonna. I thought he was gonna collect half the stones in one movie, and half the stones in the other movie, and then he wasn't gonna get to snap. But he collected them all in one movie. Snapped his fingers. Half them bitches were out of there.
And then one. I think that's the thing that I like the most about Infinity War.
It felt like a Thanos movie.
Yeah, it didn't feel like the Avengers Infinity War. It felt like
because they
Infinity
lost.
War.
I think that's my one. All the characters, and because they lost, I think it's a great movie.
Yeah, because we always, in the MCU, the biggest problem I have is that villains always die or something happens. So the fact that Thanos won, he was able to retire in peace.
He dies.
But like he dies though, but he dies like fulfilled and happy. He already accomplished his goal. So he even said like he doesn't care if he dies.
Yeah.
Because what was done was done. He did what he had to do, and that was it. That was destiny.
That's my first pick.
Yeah. Hey, Twitter.
My first pick is Iron Man 1.
Okay, so starting off low. No, I was kidding.
That was my second pick.
Iron Man 1. All right.
That's a great
boom.
I think it was great if you know nothing about... No, I was kidding. I was stupid.
If you like all the bad movies, that's like the best one.
I mean, it's all right, I guess.
It's all right. Holding that Civil War grudge.
Now, mine is obvious. Well, I think it's obvious for Hero and Sweetie. But my number one movie of all time is No Way Home, Spider-Man, baby.
You bitch.
Spider-Man. The fact that I saw my heroes growing up in the same movie... Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield. I don't care what they say. Andrew Garfield was a great Spider-Man, hands down.
He was.
The like the plot and the writing, okay, but don't take that away from Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, no, he's a great actor. Babe. He's a great person too.
Oh yeah, I love him. If I can, next one. Hero.
Good pick.
All right. No. Oh wait, my turn, right? Okay, yeah. Number two. Drum roll, please. Captain America: Civil War, baby.
Okay, I'm getting everything with all my list, man.
Now, the reason why I did Civil War was because
the introduction of Spider-Man,
and it was nice to kind of see like the perspective of Cap and Iron Man differ from like what's actually going on in the real comic world.
The movie had a villain, but it was also like he was manipulating stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of like beating them down for like raw power or anything like that, I think that was what was cool.
Yeah, and then they're all together, you know. You rarely ever see a hero versus hero situation, like to that extent. So that's why it's my number two. You watch your mouth. All right, Tweety, you may go.
All right, second pick. Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier, nice. That was my sixth pick. I was kidding. I'm stupid.
Man, this sucks.
Right here.
That's me scratching off everything again off my list.
Right,
my process of elimination. My second pick is Thor Ragnarok.
I'm okay with that.
Same.
I really don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's a great movie.
Have you not seen Dark World? I'm just kidding. You know, Dark World was a masterpiece. So.
Alright. And then I go again.
No. Yep.
Oh, okay. Endgame.
I'm okay with that.
So Hero just gets the Thanos movie. Then.
It's hard not to pick it. I feel like if I don't pick it now, it's gonna go later.
It was alright. I mean, what I didn't like.
There's a lot that we didn't like, but.
What didn't you like about Endgame?
I just think it's a good follow-up movie. It's a good thing.
The Let's Get 'Em Girls scene.
You can't say that now.
It was cringe.
You can't say that now. Honestly, I agree though. I agree because.
It was just unorganic, like.
No, but like, hear me out. They do the whole girl pose in the group, whatever, just for Captain Marvel to do everything by herself. Like, they do anything. They didn't even like. They don't need. She don't need anyone to defend her off, like, or to cover her to like. You know,
it
like,
was unnecessary. She did it by herself. Like, they could have made it more natural.
And then
it would have.
But
been,
I mean, that doesn't.
Was that before?
That doesn't tank the movie, though.
No. I'm just saying, like.
Yeah.
And then I guess Captain America abandoning his friends.
From when?
For Peggy.
I'm not abandoning. Let's move on, man. We're not reviewing the movie.
It was like Woody and Toy Story 3 all over again.
No, Toy Story 4 is the worst piece of garbage movie ever.
I would say 3 was golden.
No.
It should have stopped at 3.
Four.
No, but it should have stopped at 3. 3 ended like on a I'm happy, I'm satisfied.
That's the worst movie ever created.
I didn't realize that was... It was just copying Captain America.
Okay.
Anyways.
You're next. Go.
Alright. Pick number 3.
You took
my like next 2 picks. That's why. 12-1.
That will literally scratch everything off my
list.
I'll
do... Guardians 1.
Oh my goodness, man.
I'm okay with that.
Basically... What Thor Ragnarok was copying. Sorry. You snatched. That's the truth.
Y'all snatching all these from me.
My number three pick of all time is Multiverse of Madness, baby. That one was really good.
I'm okay with letting it go.
You know why though? My 13. Because your... no, because mommy was the villain.
That's what I was gonna say.
That's fine.
I was gonna say, but I didn't want to say your mommy because it was gonna sound weird.
I'm like, wow, pervert. She's next door. No, I was kidding. Mommy Wanda.
No, oh, you go again. Sorry. Is this what your fourth pick?
This is my fourth pick. Okay. So. Because I believe he was a great villain as well. Number four is Homecoming. Spider-Man.
That's fair.
The Vulture. Data
that was
really
honestly going to be my next one. All of Oscar's picks are just going to be like Spider-Man related.
Huh. Yeah. Almost. Number five, I guess still you're ready. No, I was kidding.
Oh. Technically, we could count Spider-Man.
We can. All of them.
Damn, I didn't even think about that.
We could've.
You're
in the MCU now.
Yeah, but no, come on.
You know what? I want a new list.
Alright. My fourth pick. Avengers 1.
Woo. Oh, man. Look at that, dude.
Hero's list is in shambles. All he has left is Dark World and Love and Thunder.
It's gonna, man. I gotta look these up. Man, this can't be my fourth pick.
Nah, dude. Yeah, you wrote your list down for a reason.
I need something else, anyways.
All right, we'll be back after these messages.
We'll be back after these messages. No, I think I'm gonna go with. Okay, we
cut
some. We're done now. No, I don't have no more ideas for the movie.
Hold on.
All right, skipping hero.
No, it's still my turn. I got my last pick. I just need my fourth pick. Their bitch ass took it.
I'm gonna snatch the other two.
See, I kind of figured what y'all would pick, so I was nice about it. But I took my decision.
I have to be nice about it. That's the point of it.
Because
I
love you guys.
Oh my god.
Here's a bunch of the story.
It's your first time back.
I put the message.
Not ready.
The true draft puts the friends in middle.
Maybe we won't get kicked off if I pick Black Panther for our number four.
Oh my gosh, dude. Why? Because he's
I'm not kidding you.
But the second one.
Wakanda Forever?
Yeah.
Really?
Number four?
Yeah.
You watch it?
Yeah, I seen it.
What was it about?
Black Panther?
Technically, no. Because he's...
I'll take him as a paradox. I'm just kidding.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's your list. I mean, I don't...
Look, y'all took a lot of my picks.
Dude, I still have, like, really good ones on my list.
Anyways, my number five...
Take another look.
My number five is Hawkeye, the show.
That was a good one.
Did you watch it? No, I was kind of stupid.
Yeah, I watched it.
I think I know why.
Because of...
It's Jeremy a great Renner. Show. Yes.
Because of who?
Because
of
Kingpin. No, Jeremy Renner.
No, I'm not going to lie. Whenever he came out for the first time, Kingpin was like... I'm like, that's it. That's my boy. Yeah.
That's my big boy. Yeah.
That's my big.
I need a big boy.
Alright. So we didn't get copyrighted. Right. No, I was kidding. That one little line. Number five.
Pick number. Oof. I have like. I'm not ready to just choose one.
Everything else I saw, it wasn't worth it.
That's your last pick?
No, that's my fourth pick.
I have like I want to go with.
But okay, we're going to pick one.
Let's increase the draft.
Draft all the movies.
No.
Huh? No. Let's just go. Okay. All right, number five.
Five, four, three.
I'm picking
two.
Moonlight.
You son of a bitch. Oh, God. That was my number five. You little hoe. All right, my number five pick. Because someone took mine. Out of all the movies, out of all the shows, now I have to do it. Or else I'm a fake fan. Far From Home.
I guess.
I have to.
Alright, so basically, I fucking won.
What do you mean you won?
Other than No Way Home, like, I feel like my list was the best.
What was your list? I don't agree with you. Maybe your list sucked ass.
Iron Man.
I don't agree with Iron Man. I think Iron Man's gay.
Out of the first, like, movies?
Yeah, I think so. We get it. You wear iron. Also, and you're a man.
No, I get it. That's a good pick. That's a good first pick.
I don't see a number. Me, Winter personally, Soldier. I see Winter Soldier above Iron Man 1. Like, hands down.
Then again, this. I had to take it down a notch.
From what?
Because of the Captain America movie.
Winter Soldier has to be way better than Iron Man 1. At least. I'm not saying that Iron Man 1 should be in your top 5, but Winter Soldier should have been above that. 100%. What do you think?
I mean,
I like Iron Man.
More than Winter Soldier, though?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
No, but
it's a good movie, man.
Dude, the fucking fight scene sucks.
The more time goes on, it's aging, like, really, really well. Yeah. In my opinion.
I think unpopular opinion is I don't find that movie, like, top tier.
I think so.
And your top tier one?
My top tier was No Way Home. At least Spider-Man fought all his villains that came into the screen. I mean, he fought like a fake Iron Man guy.
Two of them weren't even there.
Only two weren't even there. Oh.
Sandman and the Lizard.
But he still fought them.
I got Infinity War. I don't care.
He caught the wrong.
Huh? What?
Who got Civil War?
Me.
Him. I like the idea of it. I just felt like, you know, the fact that it wasn't like more like the comics was kind of.
That's a weak point, but fine.
It was like the plot wasn't as. There's the reason is because Wanda kind of exploded people.
Well, I mean.
So now there's a registry.
That just tipped it over
no,
the edge.
No, that was the reason why the Accords came into place because of Wanda. I mean, yeah, it was Wanda's situation, but it's
and
because
I feel like it was more or less about the registration and more about basically just saving Bucky.
It is a Captain America movie.
Yeah, I think that was a flaw. It should have been like an Avengers movie. And I think Captain America should have got a different story. Instead of making it a Captain America movie.
No, I think it was fine as a Captain America movie.
Well, it's the reason why it was from his point of view was because he was the only one, or not the only one, let me rephrase that. He was willing to go above the law to do what was right. If Iron Man just wanted to be a puppy and take orders, and then Captain America was like, no.
It doesn't matter.
Like,
yeah. That's a fake. It doesn't matter.
We're going to bring this back.
No.
It doesn't matter. Let's move on.
Because Tony was a little bitch.
No. If Tony wasn't wrong either.
I think he was wrong.
Man's had PTSD.
Anyway.
Sucks,
bro. Was guilted.
No one told him to be Iron Man. He chose that life.
Anyway, those are.
But that was dumb too. Like, I feel like because the mom showed a picture of her son, okay, Tony, you killed people before accidentally, and then the one kid makes a huge difference.
Well, yeah, if you have someone like, in your face telling you that you killed their son.
Okay, but the news is in your face, and you killed like, a lot of people.
Yeah,
so
but it's not directly.
And most of the time, he's killing bad guys anyway.
Mm, something like that. They kill themselves. He doesn't kill the villain. They kill themselves in the movie. He never killed the villain. Fucking pissed. No, I was kidding. And you finished your list.
That was it?
Oh, just Civil War? I was kidding. And then you?
My other options were Shang-Chi and Loki.
Well, that was a good one.
Loki was a really good show. I really like that one, but I really like Moon Knight.
But Shang-Chi too was pretty good. The fighting, at least.
I don't like the whole like girlfriend thing going on. Aquafina was just like
She was. I think
she was just like unnecessary.
Yeah, there was no point in having her in there. But whatever. No. And then mine. Well, my little Spider-Man. So.
You got all three Spider-Man movies?
No Way Home, Civil War, Multiverse of Madness, Homecoming, and Far From Home. Although, I still hate the Illuminati. No, that was in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Wicked Handler, Little Witch. No, you couldn't. You got it. You're
freaking. And there was no reason why they couldn't. Professor X. Oh, my God.
Dude, that scene.
Oh,
where they
they butchered him.
Dude, but that scene where she could have came out of the freaking pile of rocks, like there was nothing stopping her from getting out of the rocks.
Well, that was technically the other girl.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. But she could have easily gotten out.
No.
Like it was obvious. And then whenever the red smoke comes, she goes, "Oh no!"
And then again, metaphorically,
I felt like Professor X could have single-handedly like just. Dealt with her. There was no reason.
They just threw them
there
away,
was no
like,
reason. At first,
at least he's gonna come back as a Reed Richards.
Yeah, as
Krasinski.
They brought him back.
At first, he was like, eh.
They were the fan favorite, all that stuff.
Well, he felt like nobody cared that he was.
Oh,
I
care.
Like, you didn't get enough screen time.
Well, yeah, when you're hired to just play 10 minutes of a movie, you know. Anyways, that was our draft. So, we obviously can't talk about MCU because we get so painted on these when we have our sides. So, but that's kind of like the idea of what we're going to be doing around here. What's it called? One thing I will say was that we didn't have an identity. So, we're going to find that along the way with you guys. So, be prepared for more drafts, reviews, some discussions, some. Maybe in other, well, maybe not discussion, I don't know. But, you know, we're, like I said, we're figuring out.
We're working on it.
But stay tuned, because we'll be back with you in 3 months. So, we'll see you then.
Alrighty, bye guys.
Bye, adios.
Bye.
We're recording. Oh, this whole time. Hi, Lord. Hiya.